Quickly here, new Trev memes dropped. So we got Trev sitting on the throne with the boombox on his shoulder, just smiling. And then we got Trev stoic, hardcore face on the red carpet, still with the boombox, holding the boombox in front of him. There's your Trev memes update.
We'll have to figure out some way to use those.
I think Trev knows.
Yeah.
What these eventually ended up getting used for.
It's a little glimmer of TV Trev.
There's something about Trev, man. Like, he's got the dad energy of, I realize that this is kind of corny, but I'm still going to do it anyway. But that also makes him cool at the same time. There's just a lot going on with Trev.
He's got that I'm trying real hard, but I'm not trying at all energy.
I know. Yeah. I think it's pretty endearing when you put it all together.
Yeah.
But those are the new Trev memes. They're out at Trev Alberts on Twitter. Ziggy wonders, poll question, what song is he listening to out of that boombox? It's got to be the Husker version of Red Kingdom, right? I don't know. What kind of music do you think Trev likes?
Steely Dan.
Yacht rock?
Yeah.
I bet he does like Steely Dan. I bet he loves that song. He's bringing in the recruits this weekend. Maybe everybody will be at the Husker baseball game tonight.
Handing out Steely Dan CDs to the kids.
Yeah.
Here you go, kiddos.
Check these out. We're bringing back the 80s. Couple quick bites here from Marcus Satterfield, Nebraska's offensive coordinator. Josh, if we could pull these up real quick on the old Dropbox.
All right.
So the big question of the day is, okay, what's the offense going to look like? Let's start. It evolves. The conversation evolves, and it's pretty interesting for Marcus Satterfield. But like I said, the picture is being painted. MS2, Josh. Very simple. What is it going to look like?
Not a lot from the players because they can kind of watch the stuff that we've done in the past and see. Everybody wants to know what it looks like, And in our brain, you kind of know what you want it to look like, but it's always going to be, you're always going to go to the side of what you have from a personnel standpoint. The one consistent thing that we can guarantee is we're going to try to play clean football, protect the football. People talk about balanced offense. It's not, throw it 50%, run it 50%. It's just there's going to be times in the game we need to run the ball, and we got to be able to do that at a high level. And there's going to be times in a game where we need to throw the ball, and we need to do that at a high level. So everything we do daily is just trying to inch closer to those goals.
Okay. So conversation revolves around personnel strength, right? That's what you just heard him say. We're going to build off of what we have. So – Mr. Satterfield, number three, what's your personnel strength?
After 3 days, I don't want to say something, and then after week 10 or whatever, you said after the third day of practice, but I'm really excited. The core group of our offensive line is working well. Mm. I mean, Coach Raiola does an unbelievable job with those guys. They're a very tight-knit group. We have a lot of tight ends with a lot of different bodies that can do a lot of, really cool things, and, that's the hardest position on the field. So when we talk about throwing a lot at guys, they have like double of everything because they have to pass protect, they have to run block, they have to go run routes. So they're the ones that are having to really go extra in the classroom to make sure that they're ready to go at practice. Running backs, been productive thus far, had a good day today. And then the quarterbacks, we have, we have five quarterbacks that have started games in college. So, they're competing every day, just trying to make sure that, Coach Rule is different than any coach I've ever worked for. He wants every single human to get as many reps as they possibly can. He's not one of those guys that's just going to be the good players get reps. Everybody's getting reps. So that's a blessing for us with as many quarterbacks as we have because they're getting a lot of reps and getting a lot of, not only just mental reps, but physical reps.
So you could tell, and this is a theme that emerges, and we're going to skip ahead to number seven here on the next one, but a theme that emerges is Marcus Satterfield, it seems to be his sweet spot that he likes playing football with large people. Talks about the offensive line, talks about some tight ends, some weapons they can use that way. He's he obviously has an affinity for fullbacks, as he's spoken about before. You know, that's the Marcus Satterfield vibe. I like big dudes. I like working with big dudes. I like running the ball. So I think the question was along the lines of, you know, do you feel like you could do some things on offense here that maybe you couldn't in the past because of the size of the bodies that you have? Here's Marcus Satterfield.
I don't know. I mean, I would love, I guess, in the press conferences to make everybody feel good. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know yet. I mean, after three practices, I've, again, never had this many big human beings before, you know, large human beings, especially this many tight ends and fullback types and stuff. So, you know, we're gonna strive to be what we're, you know, we're come into this world to be, which is physical and tough and run the football and, you know, take care of the football and keep the defense off the field. And that's what we're striving to do.
Just the way he talks about it, right? We're going to strive to be what we came into this world to be. Tough, physical. Like this is truly what I believe we were put on earth to do. And that's 13 personnel, one back, three tight ends. Maybe there's some window dressing in there. Maybe there's some motion and some misdirection and getting people moving in other directions. But also, like, you got to be better than the guy. Like, that's, you have your guy be better than the guy in front of him. That's the sense I get from old Marcus Satterfield. I guess he's not that old, but, you know, the way he talks about football and the way he talks about offense, it does sound a little old. A couple Trev pieces here. What's Trev listening to? Sky tweets in. He says, "Don't stop believing."
Oh, yeah, that tracks. I like that.
Jim and O'Neill says Trev 100% listens to Hall and Oates.
Ooh. I like that.
And then a couple on Satterfield. Aaron says his voice sounds like Whipple. Does it? Satterfield sound like Whipple? I don't know if I heard that.
Whipple adjacent. A few more years of hard living.
And then Jordan, yeah, that's a good way to put it. And then Jordan has already made Trev into a meme with the whole meme font and everything. Beatbox or the boombox in front of him. Trev getting ready to listen to Connor Happer.
He's listening.
What if they turned the boombox on and it was 1620 The Zone? That'd be really funny. Listen to him. They can show all the recruits. They're talking about you all the time. Hi, recruits.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Come to Lincoln.
Happy to be in the boombox right now. Check out that boombox. Look at all these facilities, too.
Sweet throne, right?
Yeah, really good. Going to be quite the crowd at that baseball game tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Nebraska baseball is trying to get the trying to embrace debate, by the way, on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Feels like a good day to have this debate, they say. Who's your Nebraska baseball Mount Rushmore?
Oh, ho, ho.
We've already answered this question, and yeah, we don't have to embrace debate. It's actually very, very easy.
Yeah.
It's the three numbers that are being retired tonight: Erstad, Gordon, Comine, and Dave Van Horn. That's it. That's all you need to do.
End of list.
You could throw some more people, like, more people could have a claim to being all-time greats at Nebraska, of course. But if we're open to coaches and players, this is the list. Sorry to Ken Harvey. Sorry to Matt Hopper. Sorry to anybody that came before the Erstad era.
T's and P's.
Yep. But those are the four for sure. All right, back with a preview of Creighton and Princeton.
Ooh.
Creighton looking to go to the Elite Eight. Cannot wait for tonight. We'll talk about it next on 1620 The Zone.